Foreign ministers from the so-called Group of Four Nations will be in New York Sunday for critical talks on their bid to become permanent members of the most powerful UN Council. The G4, as they are known, will meet representatives of the African Union in hopes of winning the 53-member bloc's backing for their plan to enlarge the Security Council from 15 to 25 members. Under the G4 proposal, 6 of the new seats would be permanent, 2 of them reserved for African countries. But the AU has countered with its own draft that would result in slightly more influence for Africa. Foreign Minister Olu Adeniji of the current AU president Nigeria is already in New York for the talks. Speaking to reporters, he signaled the African bloc's willingness to negotiate.
Well, that goes without saying. You don't submit a draft to 191 member states and say take it or leave it. I mean, that is a prescription for killing the draft before it even gets off.
2 days of debate on the G4 proposal in the General Assembly this week revealed significant opposition. 2 of the 5 current permanent council members, China and the United States, warned against moving too fast on expansion. A third, Russia, suggested the G4 proposal was unacceptable. There is also a question of African support. Diplomats from African countries acknowledge the 53-member body is far from unanimous in its views on council enlargement. G4 ambassadors, however, remain hopeful of garnering the 128 votes needed for approval of their plan. Germany's UN representative, Günter Ploeger, says when faced with a decision, member states would have only 2 choices, the G4 plan or nothing.
The member states who have to push a button in the General Assembly will realize that the G4 draft resolution is the only one that can carry a majority, and they will also realize that the alternative is zero. There is no alternative.
There is, however, a competing proposal being circulated should the G4 proposal fail. A group of G4 opponents, led by Pakistan, Italy, Mexico, and South Korea, has come up with a draft that would add 10 new council seats, all of them non-permanent. Italy, which opposes a permanent seat for Germany, has dispatched a senior foreign ministry official to New York to lead a lobbying effort. Ambassador Munir Akram of Pakistan, which opposes India's candidacy, argues that pushing for an early vote on the G4 plan could spell disaster for the wider cause of UN reform.
I certainly hope that the G4 will not rashly push on to a vote. Firstly, I don't think it'll achieve a result. Secondly, it'll raise the temperature further and divide the whole place and put the rest of the reform exercise in jeopardy.
Germany's Ambassador Ploeger, however, said the G4 would press for an early vote on their resolution. When asked if the coalition, including his country, Brazil, India, and Japan, could pick up the necessary 128 votes, he beamed with confidence.
We will. You wait. We will.
Diplomats say the G4 proposal could come to a vote as early as next week. After that, however, the issue of council expansion still faces a long and difficult road. A second General Assembly resolution would be needed to decide which countries would be named to permanent council seats. The third step would require ratification by the legislatures of 2/3 of the UN member states, including all 5 permanent Security Council members.